Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh regrets inadequacy of nuclear non-proliferation regime. While addressing an international conference in New Delhi on peaceful use of nuclear energy, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh on Tuesday expressed regret at the failure of the global non-proliferation regime in preventing nuclear proliferation.
It's a matter of regret that the global non-proliferation regime has not succeeded in preventing nuclear proliferation. Its deficiencies, in fact, have had an adverse impact on our security. Global non-proliferation, to be successful, should be universal, comprehensive, and non-discriminatory, and linked to the goal of complete nuclear disarmament. We believe that there is now growing international acceptance for this viewpoint.
Meanwhile, Chief of International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammad Al-Baradei, said it was the duty of every country to ensure that the nuclear material is not deducted from peaceful to military purposes.
Every country has the right to add nuclear power to its energy mix, as well as a duty to do it responsibly. That means adhering to the highest safety and security standards and ensuring that nuclear material is not diverted from peaceful to military purposes.
The IAEA chief further hailed the recent move by the United States and Russia in negotiating significant cuts in their nuclear arsenals. They will hold another round of negotiations in Geneva from September 21st.
After a couple of what I consider to be wasted decades, I'm gratified that the nuclear disarmament has now moved back to the top of the international agenda. Russia and the United States are negotiating significant cuts in their nuclear arsenals. There is increasing global recognition that nuclear weapons are a threat to us all and growing momentum for their complete abolition.
He also added that the number of nuclear-armed countries had risen to 9 in the past few years. Nisha Vidyavya for ANI.